Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. One of my favorite songs, Rihanna. 23 after, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a newsletter, we got a blog, we got archives, articles, we got stuff you can do in 5 seconds, or stuff you can do in 7 minutes, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. Read, listen, ask questions. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Subscribe to my newsletter, please. You'll like it, I think. And all you got to do is tell us your email address. We'll send it to you by email on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. If you don't like it, if you decide you want out, all you got to do is unsubscribe. You can do it yourself. And don't forget to take our poll question. We have a whole poll question right on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. This week's about politics, and we'd like to know what you think. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's the author of 52 Social Media Tips You Need to Know. Kathy, how can we find your book? How can we find you?
Actually, they can get that book for free at www.52socialmediatips.com.
All right.
And that's the easiest
thank
way.
Thank you for making that available for free. We appreciate that very much. What a great offer. And so, folks, take advantage of it. Please, small business owners, please do yourself a favor. Don't do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Take advantage of this gracious, generous offer of Kathy's. 52socialmediatips.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
So check it out. And, folks, I mean, it's your own fault. If your sales aren't where you think they need to be, if you're feeling a little less competitive than you used to be, maybe this is what you need. Kathy, we're talking about let's do three more of these tips, the social media tips. The next one is know the target market within your niche, And see, I think you're saying what I've been calling a niche. What do you think?
Yes, yes. And actually what we do say is niche it down, keep niching it down. The more you can describe your ideal customer, the closer you get to your target.
But how do you apply this in social media?
Well, it's easy. Actually, what you're doing is once you identify them, then you know where they are online. You can find them online easier.
Ah.
And that's really what you want to do, because you want to have them be connected to you in social media.
Do you recommend that now, see, when small business owners, probably 8 out of 10 small business owners listening are thinking, okay, I believe you, Kathy. I believe you, Blasingame. I think I need to be doing this, but I'm making payroll. I'm leading this company. I don't have time to do this. Who do you recommend that they have do this for them?
Well, certainly you have to try to find people that are experts in the field that know how to cut the time frame down so they don't have to spend a whole lot of time trying to learn everything.
Right.
And that's really, you know, one of the things that I do with my clients when I'm coaching them is cut about 80% of their time out, because I'm able to give them those answers to show them the quick way to do it. So it's just finding the right person that you want to work with,
right,
or the coach that works for you. But I wanted to give you another example on, you know, taking that same auto mechanic,
mm-hmm,
and I said, okay, now he's high performance cars. Well, niching it down further, he specializes in the Nissan Z series.
Mm.
So now, you know, when you're talking about how do I find them, and, you know, by identifying that, so now there's car clubs.
He's a mechanic of automobiles who specializes in performance cars, who specializes in not only a certain brand, but a certain model of a brand.
Yes.
That's a niche of a niche of a niche of a niche, folks.
Right. And the benefit of that is now he becomes really infiltrated as an expert in those clubs with those cars.
And that's how you leverage yourself in social media circles and communities, by becoming an expert in that niche of a niche.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good example with an auto mechanic. If most people say, well, I'm an auto mechanic, how could I niche it down? How can I be more specialized?
Or they don't think of themselves as experts, do they?
No, they don't. But
they are.
You know, they do. They have such expertise.
Right. So,
and it's also finding out what you like.
Quickly, Kathy, we talk about social media, but we all know that there are places, specific places to go. There's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera, and some of the other less well-known ones. What do you recommend?
Well, it's always important to know. This is why we go through the process of finding out your niche and your target audience, because they're always in different places. Everybody's not in the same place. So once we define that and figure that out, then you can find them easier on those sites.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if your audience isn't a Twitter audience, then you don't want to be there. You want to always be
right
where your audience is. So,
but doesn't cost you anything, so you never know where people are, though.
Right, and that's why we do research. So the next one was, you got to do keyword research on your target market.
Right.
To find out what
people are
searching for.
So you can do keyword research to do social media strategy.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, you want to validate that people are searching on those keywords.
Right.
And that's how you actually can find your audience.
And that's what you do, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, it is.
And if somebody wanted you to help them with this, number one, folks, download her free book, 52socialmediatips.com, to get her free book. And they can follow up with you if they want, get you to help them with their execution, can't they?
Absolutely.
And is that the same website they go to?
Actually, they can also go over to KathyPerry.com.
Right. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks so much.
I'm looking forward to our next visit where we continue this series.
Great.
Thanks. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. What a great resource she's become for us. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.